I just wanted to start with where your headspace is. It's a stupid question to ask how somebody is doing, but how are you 15 years later?
I took the day off of work. My mom's retired, so that's good. She's got the day off as well. So I usually try and work, but yeah, today's just kind of a different anniversary, I guess. So it never gets easier.
I was talking to a coworker. He described the sorrow as a new normal to get used to. Is that an accurate description?
Yeah, it's a very accurate description. It's something. You just get to get used to it. You get used to somebody not being around. Unfortunately, that's the way grieving goes, I think, but. Yeah, things aren't the same, but unfortunately, we just don't have somebody sitting at the table.
For yourself and your family, I remember when it was thrust into the international spotlight, you were kind of the putting on the brave face for the family and taking on, talking to media relentlessly. Did that help that you had to do that, or did that make it worse?
Looking back on it, I mean, somebody had to do it. I think I was the right person for the job as far as, it was just my father passed away, right? So it was just myself, my mom, my sister. So I wasn't going to let my mom do that. I have some great uncles, I'm sure, that would have stepped up to the plate and done that. But I felt that was kind of my responsibility to do, kind of being the man of the family. So.
It just seemed like it was out of a horror movie, what was being shared to the public. I can't imagine what it was like to try to internalize stuff. It just didn't seem real. It didn't seem like it's something that could actually be based in truth or fact.
Okay, yeah. I think definitely as the days went on, too, it got more that way. You don't want to think anything crazy right off the bat, but then as the days go on and as, they're looking for tire tracks and it seems like something out of a CSI episode or something you watch on TV. It just doesn't seem like that's the reality in, our small community and the house that I grew up in. So, yeah, it as time went on, it definitely started to feel that way. It was unreal. It was unrealistic.
Can you kind of update us on the family tree situation these days?
Yeah, so I'm divorced with no kids, and it's just me and my mom left. So, unfortunately, she doesn't have any grandkids, and I don't have any nieces or nephews, which I'm sure probably would have been the case. Yeah, it's unfortunately just my mother and I left in the immediate family. So,
what was the community like during it? Because I'm sure there was a mix of people that there were nosy, there was people that were probably overstepping bounds, but I'm assuming there was also people that were rocks for you.
I mean, from the first night, and myself included, I mean, we had, I don't know how many trucks and cars driving around, putting signs on Tim Hortons windows, and I work for the beer store, so we went to all the beer stores and put signs on the beer stores. Everybody, was on board. And even now, I'll be at a grocery store and I'll hold the door open for someone and they'll say, "Thanks, Andy." And I will have no idea who they are. And I think that just goes to show you how much everyone's was interested in the story and how much it touched everybody.
15 years later, does it feel like a second? Does it feel like 1,000 years, or does it depend on the minute, depend on the day?
Yeah, it just feels like both. I mean, you can still remember pretty much everything verbatim that went down. And then sometimes it feels like it's 25 years away. Depends on the day, I think. Days like the anniversary, it feels like it was very close. Feels like it was yesterday.
What day was she found, Andy?
I'm a huge football fan. I coach football, and a Super Bowl is always very bittersweet to me because we found out at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Super Bowl is always a hit or miss for me. I enjoy it, but there's always that touch of sadness that at halftime, that's when we found out, actually, by ex-chief of police, Corey, and Chris Nicholas.
We so often get caught down in the day-to-day, and we don't happen to always perhaps appreciate things. And it's not a judgment on people, but I guess as somebody who has hindsight, what would you say to the average person out there that might be reflecting on this?
Oh, just appreciate what you have. I mean, you never know when something awful is going to happen to somebody, and even whether it be a heart attack or whatever it is, it's awful losing somebody tragically, and you don't get to say goodbye.